Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
It's Jaesu and Keisu, again, here at the Niagara Falls Comic-Con, and we are standing in front of the booth with our very good friend, Kristen Hunter.
Hello, Kristen Hunter.
Hello!
She's been on the show many, many times. It's the first time we're going to actually talk to her about her awesome creations, Wasabi Eats.
Yes.
So, I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but how did you get started making these?
Quite a number of years ago, I actually decided that I kind of just wanted to make some really fun, creative, geeky jewelry for myself. And I had made, like, a couple of different things for me, like Mario mushrooms and stuff like that, just for myself to wear. And I made a couple of pieces of sushi because I thought it was really cool. And what had actually happened was, in one of my college classes, we had to do one of those projects of, what do you do better than everybody else? And I was dumbfounded. I couldn't even think of anything. And one of my friends was like, well, you do that stuff. That stuff is awesome, and I've never seen anything like it before. So I did my presentation on that, and I actually had people in my class ordering stuff from me as a response to it, and that's when it kind of occurred to me that there's actually interest in this. I could actually do this. And so it was something that I didn't even occur to me that anybody else would want. It was just something I started doing for fun. But because of one of my college classes, it developed into a small business for myself.
Nice.
Cool. Do you have a favorite of all the items you make?
Right now, I'm going to say that it's a toss-up between my new line of charm bracelets and wine charms. You've heard me before, you know I'm a wine enthusiast, so those would probably be what I'm leaning towards. I've got Pac-Man, Power Rangers, and the Big Bang Theory Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock charm bracelets and wine charms. And they're brand new to my lineup this year, so I'm really excited and proud of them.
And they're cool.
Yeah. Did you create anything specifically for this con?
I did, and the lovely Keisu is, of course, already wearing one. This year, my signature piece for the convention is my arc reactors. They're a silver polymer clay, and then there's a translucent liquid Sculpey that's in them that's blue. So when you hold it up to the light, you can actually see the light through it a little bit, so it looks like it glows.
Oh, you haven't shown me that feature yet.
See?
It's kind of hard to hold it up to the light when it's on her chest, but.
And I see you've also created some Power Ranger jewelry.
I do. I do have a lineup of all of the different Power Rangers and their jewelry right now, with all of the different colors. And what is it? James. I know his name. Can't even think of it right now. Tommy the Green Ranger, whose real name I can't think of the right now, his daughter was actually by the booth yesterday, Hunter, having already met her when he went and got his autograph, was offered her a set of them, so she was wearing them actually at the booth all day yesterday, the Green Ranger necklace and earring set that I had, which was really, really awesome that it's where it should be. So
yeah.
That's the coolest thing I heard all weekend.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, where can our fine listeners go to look at your fine goods?
Where can't they? I am pretty much all over the internet. You can follow me through Facebook by searching for Wasabi's Custom Creations. I'm on Twitter, which is at Wasabi's, and Pinterest, you can search for Wasabi's. And, of course, there's always my Etsy shop, which is, of course, under Wasabi's as well.
She is everywhere.
I am everywhere.
She is everywhere.
And on our site.
Yeah, and on your site. And I've got a DeviantArt page, which I haven't updated in like a decade. I had someone actually asking me, I know your stuff from somewhere. Are you on DeviantArt? And I'm like, well, yeah, but I think the last time I updated was like 4 years ago, so.
Neat.
Cool. Well, thank you very much. We're going to continue to pimp your stuff because it's so awesome.
Awesome.
And it was great finally getting to talk to you about your selections. And we hope to talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.